Consequence Podcast Network.
I've never been this nervous in my life.
Greetings from Longtime No See the Podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
High five.
You're really good at this.
Yeah, I have no idea what's happening.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another High Five clip. I'm Barry Corder. That's Lord Taco. As you'll see, Brad is again not with us. These High Five clips are things that we've started doing sort of in the off season, I guess, if you will. While we talk about Bonnaroo year round, there's not always a full podcast worth of information to do every week, but we want to make sure we're sort of out there because we talk about it every week. That's the whole reason we started doing this.
Definitely talk about it and think about it every week.
Exactly.
And yeah, we're basically killing time until the lineup comes out next month.
Yeah, that's right.
Until then, there's a few things we can touch on.
And yeah, there's always news and a little bit of news, and we just sort of figure they're maybe not worth an entire 60-minute episode, but, you know, worth talking about. And we have these, you know, vast interview, this vault here at the world headquarters. and the more we thought about it, we thought some of this is really good information, and this is another one of those. I went back and pulled a clip from our interview. We did two interviews with Ken Weinstein. The first was in 2019. He actually came by Camp Nut Butter on a Sunday morning, and Russ introduced him to some Southern hospitality in a mason jar.
Yes, some liquid courage.
Some liquid courage, and he's become a fan, and as have we. And but he sat with us for an hour or so, and told us about how he got involved. I mean, there he was in 2001, you know, minding his own business, doing his job with the Big Hassle Media that he owns in New York. And a couple of guys from Superfly took him to lunch and said, "Hey, we think we're going to do this festival. You want to be involved?" He said, "I've never done anything like that." And they said, "Neither have we." And a year later, there's Bonnaroo.
Yeah, and I love that story because he talks about, still to this day, in his folder of proposals, he's still got the original proposal they sent that just said Summer Music Festival, because they didn't even have a name yet.
That's
how early this was. So yeah, that's pretty neat that he can recall all the way back to, you know, its very beginnings.
Yeah, that's in the first interview that we did in 2019. And then in March of 2020, the great lineup that we all talk about had come out, and they sold not the quickest. They sold out not the quickest, but they sold out the earliest. They sold out before March, which had never happened before.
Yeah.
And so we had Ken. He was driving around in New York and joined us by phone. I think it was like a Sunday morning, wasn't it? It might have been a Saturday morning. But
It was a real off time. It was a real last minute thing. I mean, just thanks to him to make it happen that quickly. And it was an oddball thing. But
it was very oddball.
Of course, little did we know, because I think that was days before that we really knew the full impact of
that's exactly right.
What was coming for us. I mean, March 2020.
That's exactly right. And so what we talk about is the inside baseball stuff. And Ken has been there from the beginning and has some great inside baseball stuff. that we talk about. And he also dropped, I don't think it was this particular interview when he dropped the never not great comment about Bonnaroo, even when it's, I think we were talking about the 2016 lineup, which at that time was the lowest attended in, the, what was it, 15 years, 16 years?
Yeah.
And he made the great comment, yeah, but it was still great. It's never not great, which you'll find on our T-shirt, which, by the way, you can find in our merchandise portion on the whatpodcast.com.
You sure can. You can buy that T-shirt. And, yeah, we attribute that phrase to Ken, and we think it sums up Bonnaroo precisely.
Yeah, and he talks a little bit in this clip about why. And it's interesting to me because, as you said, it leads into the whole pandemic and then some of the things that they've gone through and the fact, you know, the conversations that we had with Corey and Brad about, you know, making things back the way they were and taking care of the fan and figuring out what went right, what went wrong. And that's one of the things that Ken, that we talked about at great lengths in both of those interviews with him, about how the fact that when it's all said and done and it's over, they all get together and say, what'd we do right? What'd we do wrong? And what can we do better? And that's what he gets into a little bit here. So, Russ, you want to talk about some of the news that's happened since we were last together now, or you want to do it after we hear from Ken?
Let's do it after the clip. Let's hear this clip, and then we'll come back and we'll finish it out.
All right. So here we are. This is 2020. Ken Weinstein, like I said, he gave us a phone call while he was driving around in his at his home in New York. So here we go with Ken Weinstein.
It's still very important to tell Bonnaroo's story. There's a lot of new narratives for 2020, and we're going to keep on telling those stories and getting people excited. I think a lot of what fed the sellout is all the stories we told last year. So, you know, there's a lot of information that's going to come out in the next several months. That'll be pretty exciting.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that sellout. That's the reason we're talking. I mean, the fact that this thing sold out so quickly and has gotten so much energy, right? I mean, people are so excited about this. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think Bonnaroo always, people always say to me, and I might have said this in the last interview, you know, how was Bonnaroo? And I'm like, it's never not great. So I think there's the word of mouth on the festival couldn't be any stronger than it is right now because, you know, it's the gateway to the summer. It's a rite of passage. It's a state of mind that people want to tap into. And we're incredibly inclusive. We're a bunch of nice people. We're a bunch of loving people. We're a bunch of music-loving people. And we just like having a good, fun, safe time together. And everyone's welcome. Everyone's invited. All types, kinds, sizes, creeds, everything. And it's the land of acceptance. And Bonnaroo is the best. And people love that. Who wouldn't want to be there?
Yeah, it is quite amazing, and it's got to be a source of pride when you get to, you know, look at the calendar and say, oh my goodness, we sold out quicker than we ever have. I mean, this is not something that major festivals can say that they do on a regular basis with this type of, you know, quickness. It just doesn't happen very often. It's a testament to everything that you were saying, the story that's been told, the feeling that has been created by Bonnaroo and over the year after year after year, and what you guys are continually to build. And, you know, at some point you got to look around and be like, what more is there that we can do? But you guys are continually find new ways to super serve the audience, huh?
Well, that's for sure. You know, we never sit on our laurels. We are always looking for ways to improve. And even though we sold out last year, we still want this year to be better. And there's a lot of focus on that. And we want to make sure everyone's happy. We want to stay current. We want to do new stuff. And there is a lot of, and people know that. And that's why they keep coming back, because they know we're creative and that, you know, we're going to keep on injecting new, cool, interesting things into the fabric of the festival. I would like to say the wording is important here because it's not the fastest we sold out, but it is the earliest we sold out.
Right.
2002 sold out in 19 days. Can't beat that too easily. Second one, 2003, sold out nearly as fast-ish, but this one is the earliest. So we have never sold out. We've never sold out before March 1st before. That's unheard of. And I think, it's because of, people want to tap in and be and come hang out. And they know we do things right down there, and they know it's a lot of fun. And the lineup is insane.
Well,
yeah, I think the way you said earlier is exactly right. And I think that is part and parcel of why we love Bonnaroo so much. It's never not great. I mean, that if there's anything that is more of a Bonnaroo, it could be a Bonnaroo catchphrase. Never not great.
Never not great. I like it. Bonnaroo, never not great.
Pouring down rain. Maybe a lineup that maybe doesn't hit 100% for you. Maybe, you had a bathroom emergency that really screwed up a day or two for you. It's never not great.
100%. I just came back from Fish in Mexico, and that was an incredible experience, not just because everyone was in Mexico, but because of these like-minded people getting together, gathering. It's where they see each other. That's where they come to catch up, hang out, dance, see great music, but really to connect. And when I was in a band in the 90s, tiny band, we would draw like 30 or 40 friends every time we played. When we broke up, our friends were like, we're never going to see each other again. This is what brings people out. And it's where it's a gathering that created, that's created by the band, and it becomes something bigger than the band. And I think Bonnaroo has achieved over its 19 years something very similar.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right, so yeah, there you go. Again, just 1 5-minute clip, part of our conversation with Ken, who owns Big Hassle Media. He's a guy that 99% of people will never see at Bonnaroo, but he's the one who coordinates all the back area media stuff for people like us, works with a lot of the artists, does all the promotion stuff throughout the year, and is a big, big part of the festival and why it is what it is. So
yeah, and really helps us out a lot too.
Oh, he's great, easy to work with. but thanks to him. But yeah, let's get into there've been a couple of things happened. So they did the pre-sale, which we alluded to a little bit, seemed to go well. Their
pre-sale, yeah, the Black Friday kicked it off. Seemed to have been pretty successful. They've already moved up to tier 2 on ticket pricing. Of course, like we said, the Area 931, the former
the flea and
Camp
tick.
Nut Butter.
Yeah, the flea and tick.
Yeah, the flea and tick area. Yeah. Yeah, sold out right away.
Yeah. As we hoped, knew it would.
Yeah.
So I listened to some of the stuff and read a lot of the online stuff. Again, the whole point is if you have the money and can afford it, you know, go for it. If not, there's certainly other options. I'm not in that universe where, you know, I could do it, but I certainly would. It's worth
it. Sure. Oh, yeah. It's definitely worth it.
Yeah. What's your sense of reaction? Do you feel like this is going to be a good year crowd-wise?
I think so.
Yeah, me too.
You know, just from the overall, you know, internet, you know, commentary and, you know, seems to be, you know, of course, this is still before the lineup, and that's really what's going to make it or break it for a lot of people. But, you know, at least the people that are diehard Bonnaroo fans are back in for sure.
Yeah, I got the same. What's out? What else? What other news? I know we had a Rue Clue.
We had a Rue Clue, and it was Grizz.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. And we had a leak, right, or a presumed leak.
We have a presumed leak. I don't think it's confirmed, but Odessa is going to be one of the top three.
Yep. Yep. I like I said last week, I think this lineup is important. I don't think it's near the make or break that we, you know, some others probably said back in June and July. But I think it sounds like they're happy with it. They know what they got to do.
Yeah. And right? We trust them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they've gotten it right more times than not. You know, you're never going to get everybody all, you know, on the same page about a lineup.
Like well, always, except in 2020.
Except in 2020, yeah. Right. There have been some. But, all right. And what else? Anything else?
Well, speaking of lineups, we got a Shaky Knees lineup last week.
Yes, we did. Very good lineup. I would be happy if that was a Bonnaroo lineup.
I thought the same thing, and you know, it is kind of, there's typically a little bit of bleed over. You know, you'll definitely see maybe at least 4 or 5 of these on the Bonnaroo lineup. So, I'm thrilled with it. It gives me very Bonnaroo 2019 vibes too, because you've got the Killers and Muse, which were two of their headliners in 2019.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very good lineup, and I think we're seeing some of that survival of the fittest. You know, type of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some are going away and falling off or taking a year off. And that means, you know, festivals can be a little choosier.
That's a good point. We didn't really get to touch on that, but there's been several festivals this year that have either canceled outright or just pausing for a year. What was it? There was,
is it Railbird?
Yeah, Railbird, one in Louisville. What was the other one? Firefly.
Yeah, that's the one. I already had a couple of friends who've been on this show who are have become festival goers and said, well, you know, that one's put on hold, so it looks like we'll be at Bonnaroo this year. So
yeah, that kind of automatically makes the decision for some people. If you've only got the time or money for one festival in a year, suddenly your options are cut down quite a bit.
And it's interesting. We might need to have them back on, David and Trevin, because, like I said, they've become pretty, not prototypical. They're not 20-year-olds, but they're, you know, I don't know how old they are. I'm not going to guess and insult them, but they're they're more middle-aged than they are teenagers. But they've become big festival regular attendees, and they would be, I would think, exactly the target market that Bonnaroo has gone after with some of these changes.
I think they
can tailor-made, you know. They like their comfort.
They like their comfort, and that seems to be what Bonnaroo has put more emphasis on this year. You know, they did say, we're not messing with GA. That's going to be the same experience. But right. If you are a little more seasoned and have a little bit more money, maybe you want to upgrade and get a little bit nicer
That's
accommodations.
Right. You want the festival experience, but you'd like a hot shower or you know, air conditioning or whatever. So, we may need to have them back on, especially kind of update and see what other festivals they've been to and what they like and don't like, that sort of thing. So, all right, anything else?
Do we have any previews for what's coming up? We're going to, of course, our next big show is going to be when the lineup comes out, right?
That will be, the big, big show. But before I think we need to, the three of us, we wanted to do our own predictions. Was it predictions or wish list or a combination of both? I think a little of both.
Yeah, I've got a little of both. So, yeah, that'd be a good one to get out right before the lineup officially comes out. We can see how we do with our predictions.
Yeah, I think we'll probably do that next. As soon as we can get Brad, get him out of bed or whatever it is.
I am so busy. Probably by then we'll have some more Rue clues come out, maybe a few more leaks.
Yeah.
You never know.
But until then, here's a hi-fi clip. And like I said, it's another two episodes. I really didn't remember that we did. We've had so many multiple episodes or guests that have been on more than once. I know, we've had a couple, but I'd forgotten about having Ken on twice. So.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll have him back on again at some point.
For sure. And like I said, if you like the inside baseball stuff, this is it. Yeah, Ken.
Yeah, there's nobody more inside than Ken.
No, Ken has been there, like I said. Just hearing the story about how he got involved is pretty amazing. I can't imagine, hey, we're going to do this this event. You want to be involved? And he also pointed out, and I'll just give this away, because I think Brian Stone asked, because I had always heard the same thing too, that at one point they had like 90,000 people was a sellout, and he says no, it was never that high. I think they started at 50 and then sold that out that first year in what, 13 days?
Yeah,
15 days, something like that.
First couple of years sold out crazy fast.
Yeah, with zero money spent. Zero traditional marketing. So anyway, I hope you'll go back and listen to both episodes. Gives you really kind of a clue where they were in 2020, 2019 and 2020. And then where we are, if you want to go back and listen to Corey and Brad in that interview. So it gives interesting to see the evolution.
Yeah, for sure. And this one in March 2020 was kind of a roller coaster because, the lineup came out and we all loved it. The next thing you know, they've sold out, which was a huge deal, and just seemed like everything was going great. It's right at the top of the roller coaster, and then we just came all the way back down.
Exactly. All right. Well, there you go. We will be back next week with something. It'll be either another high five clip or hopefully we'll have Brad. Maybe we'll do a full episode. We're about due. So subscribe, ring the bell, share. Thank you so much. Send comments. We've asked for those before. And I don't know, Russ, I'm putting you on the spot. We haven't talked about the phone. We have a phone line if people want to call and leave a message.
It still exists, I think. I'll check on that, but we'll make sure it's working. But right. Yeah,
yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be something else we can do on these clips. Is maybe have somebody call and ask a question, and we can try to answer it. And if we can't answer it, then we'll do our very best to go find the person who can.
Yeah, that would be 423-667-7877.
That's my word of name. Awesome. All right, thank you guys so much, and. See you next week.
Consequence Podcast Network.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.